Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, to be a vessel of mercy, to be that vessel of glory and honor. Lord, thank you that we, the likes of us, could be filled with such treasure, such grace. Lord, thank you that we pour that forth to you today. Lord, thank you that you allow us to anoint you. Lord, to bring you back 100-fold of what you've given to us. Lord, thank you for the miracle of what you're doing in our lives. God, thank you that there's only one praise and it's for your grace. Lord, we thank you again that there is no other name to be praised. There's no other name to be lifted up. There is no other name that we glory in but the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, that we lift up his name. We lift up the name of the I am that I am. Oh, wonderful counselor, mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Our Jesus, our friend, our lover. Lord God, the bridegroom of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, again, we just appreciate that you draw us together. You've made us one. Thank you for the love that you and the Father shared, that you gave to us to share with one another. Lord, it's real. It's alive. May it only be more and more till you come. For you must increase and we must decrease. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to talk about gold. Yeah, we're going to talk about gold today. And gold is very unique. It's very rare. Matter of fact, gold is very useful. Matter of fact, pretty much unmatched in all those things by any other metal that is known. And first off, I'd just like to say, and it kind of surprised me, that it's so rare that it's more rare to find 1 ounce of gold than it is to find a 5-carat diamond. I never would have thought that, but that's fact. That's how rare gold is. But then I get it because I read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12, it makes it known. It gives us the proof. And reading from verse 12 here, it says, if any man build upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, there's the proof. And the proof is there's a lot of Christianity today. And I'm thankful to God there is. But in that Christianity, what we're reading here is there's a lot of wood, hay, and stubble. There is. In Christianity today, it's much of ceremony. It's a lot of big works. It's a lot of big events. And then it's more works upon works and the profession of works and more works. That's the truth. What the Lord, though, desires is gold. The gold that God desires is the widow's mite. The gold that God desires is the forgotten Samaritan woman at the well. The gold that God desires is the outcast prostitute at his feet. The gold God so evidently shows us that we can make no doubt about is the heart. And that is exactly what he is after. And it's the fire that proves it. And maybe that's why gold, in the natural, you really can't burn gold with fire. Fire can't get hot enough. The boiling point of gold is 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Amazing stuff. Now, Do you see what he sees in you because of what he's put in you? The Word of God says, and I love it, we can't get burned. What about that smoking flax? Huh? It's not going to quench. What about those three Hebrew children? They walked through that fire. And I'll tell you what, not only did they not get burned, they didn't smell of smoke, and their clothes didn't even get singed. This is our God now. And this is the gold, praise God, that he's talking about, because he's talking about the faith that he's put in you. And that's the faith. And turn on over to 1 Peter, and you'll see the value of faith in gold terms. In gold terms. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Oh, my faith is ready to be revealed. How about yours? Huh? Oh, my faith's getting ready to be made sight. How about yours? Oh, as thou hast believed, so be it unto you. How about yours? Get excited about this. This is you. It even put you in there, reserved. Isn't that beautiful? Verse 4, we got to go back and read it again. An inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fades not away. How much assurance does he give us that you got it? Amen. And he's got it. And then he goes to verse 5 and he tells you, I keep it. And I keep it by how? The power of God through faith. Amen. And what faith do you got? The same faith that every Christian has, the faith of the Son of God. How's that faith? How's that faith working for you? Come on. I'm glad you kind of dropped your head a little bit. Ugh. I got all that. Come on, you do have all that. You got it all. Blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ is just that. It's the complete, total faith of the faith of the Son of God. I'm so thankful it's his and not mine. I'm so thankful I rely upon him and his life in me to believe the Father and not me. And I'm confident in that because he gave that to me. Are you confident in the Word of God? Are you really confident in the Word of God? Why are we here? To be confident in the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Well, that's what the Word of God says. So why do I try to somehow argue with it, disagree with it, allow somebody to put something in my ear or even a thought that doesn't want to believe it, but they want me to join their unbelief? God forbid. God forbid. Flee the very appearance of that evil. That's evil. Not believing God is an evil thing. Believe God. That's the sin that so easily besets us, is our lack of faith. The lack of something that we fully have. We have the faith of the Son of God. I'm already liking this sermon. He's good. Verse 6, are we here? Are we greatly rejoicing? Come on, are you greatly rejoicing? Come on. Come on, Jesse. Let's go. Though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. And I love it. It wasn't manifold trials, temptations. Oh, Lord, why does that have to bother me? Why do I have to feel that? Why do I have to have that tendency? Because I love you. come on, that the trial of your faith, see, do you believe what you see? Do you believe what you feel? Or do you believe what God said?
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. It's time, honeys. It's really time. Because we don't have time. The most holy faith is just that. You have completely departed from your thinking. You've completely departed from your analyzing. It's the word of God, and I'm gone. All right? So the trial of your faith, here we go, verse 7, being much more, here's the value of your faith in gold, much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise. Look at that. The trial of your faith might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Do you see how excited he is to see you? You wonder what he's going to do when he sees you? He tells you right there. At my appearing. Oh, thank you. How you love me. How for me he is. How excited he is in this vessel of mercy that he's made. You believe him. That's how he's going to meet you. Did you read that? Did you hear that? That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried in the fire, might be found unto praise. Your faith that's more precious than gold tried in the fire is going to be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. When's he going to appear for you? When's he going to appear? I think I'm scheduled this morning sometime in the air. That's how he's going to meet me. That's what's going to greet me. My goodness, brothers and sisters. He's going to praise me as I'm praising him. Huh? He's going to honor me and the faith that he gave to me as I'm going to honor him. Amen? And then it says there, oh my, I'm going to give him my glory as he's given me my glory, him. Now, wait a second here. There's some that are just kind of still going, well, you know, I just don't feel good about brother saying that. What don't you understand about marriage? Sister, did you marry Dwayne to sit there and just serve him and look at him and to just say, oh, you're just so sweet. I'm not worthy of you. You didn't do that. You love him and he loves you. It's mutual. What do we not understand about what mutual is with the Lord and his bride and his wife when he says, I want you to rule and reign together with me. I want you to be glorified together with me. I want you to be exalted to the same level and rank of glory with me. That's what the word of God tells us, assures us, gives us over and over and over and over. And it's time to make the move. You hear it. I hear it, but where am I? Where is this faith? How is faith working for me? How is faith working in me? Oh God, I want it in the full assurance of faith believing. I want to come into that throne room, praise be to God, and I know it's mine. He's assured me it doth not yet appear, and I know it doesn't. Every single one of us. We analyze our life, oh my goodness, how disappointing. But he never feels that way because he can't. He can't. He cannot deny himself. He's different. He's just different. And that word of God assures us he's different. But here's the beauty of it. We're like him. We are. It just does not appear. That transformation's going on right now, honeys. It doesn't just happen there. That's just the evidence. That's just the manifestation of what he's promised and done and is doing. He'll do it. He's promised. I'll perform it. He's promised. He says, it's pleasing to me. I'll accomplish it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are his workmanship. Amen. We're the clay. He's the potter.
Amen.
We're the lily that can't toil, doesn't do anything. It just grows. It's what's in it. This is what's in you. This is who you are for him. Whom having not seen, you love. Oh, I love that. Isn't that beautiful? He just tells you, that's who you are. I love his confidence in what his grace has done. In whom you don't see, you love me. Jesus is telling me, oh, you love me. I love it. Isn't that glorious? In whom, and having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing. We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's what's going on right now.
Amen.
Right now. It's a different joy. There's no joy that compares to this joy that we're experiencing and having and enjoying together as one. We're married. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're there. Praise God. Seated with him.
Amen.
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 Come on. I love it. Believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. Whoa. Isn't that glorious? The end of your faith. That's right. This is it. This is the time. The end of your faith. Okay, the crown is worn here, won here, received here. This is it. And as thou hast believed, this is your chance. So be it done unto you. Even the salvation of your souls, O Lord Jesus, come. Praise the Lord. I'm glad we're in agreement. Now, don't you just love that? Again, what he thinks about us, the value, praise God, of our inheritance and his inheritance in him. We're valuable. Christ in you, the hope of glory. How valuable is that? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. The hope of glory. It is. It's the hope of everything. And it's beyond that. It's the hope of glory. We talk about the hope of different things. This is the hope of glory. Whose glory? Jesus.
Amen.
Christ in you is the hope of him. It's the hope of the Godhead. It's the hope of heaven. It's the hope of everything. Christ in you. Isn't that beautiful? And this isn't an if hope like man. This is when it's going to be made manifest. This is God's hope, which is not an if. It's a rest. Because it's the working of the Lord. So I thank God that we have this. It's been given. We treasure it and we abide. At his appearing again to be found to his praise. His honor, his glory. Because of what he put in us. That could not burn. That could not burn. See, brothers and sisters, it tells us that we're more precious than gold tried in the fire. And again, it's because of the faith he put in us. The faith life of Christ in us, because we live by the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
Glorious. Now, back to gold. Gold is more malleable than all metals. Malleable means it can be hammered, it can be bent, it can be shaped, it can be reshaped, it can be hammered, it can be rehammered, it can be molded and molded again, and it can be reshaped over and over and over and over like no other metal, yet it never loses its quality. Isn't that glorious? This is why he uses gold. There's nothing like it. It never loses its quality. We never lose our quality. Gold, you can hammer and hammer and bend and bend and bend. You know another thing? It doesn't come apart. By him we consist and hold together. See, we're that more precious than gold to him. Now, brothers and sisters, that is us. We don't break up. We don't burn out. Because it's Christ in us that always overcomes in our lives. Christ overcomes in our lives. I love it. That life of Christ, sometimes I say, oh Lord, you got quite a battle in here. Because I know I'm not overcoming this. But the life of Christ in me is overcoming in this. There's no choice. It's just going to be that way. And why? Because we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And I believe it says in the Word of God, the victory has been won. Amen? So even though we're having a little argument here, you know, maybe, you probably never do. You never have a disagreement with God, do you? Huh? He wins. I'll just already tell you, if you're having a disagreement right today, he wins. The end of that one is he wins. Thanks be to God. But that's what's so marvelous about this is that, you know, it's more malleable. It can be twisted and bent and all of those different things. And I thank God that it can be reshaped over and over and over. And just like our lives, we get reshaped over and over and over and over, but we never lose our quality. When that hit me, I thought, Lord, I found my life in a lot of places. I've put myself in a lot of sad situations. I've disappointed myself time and time again. But that's the reshaping. And I ain't losing my quality. I'm just not, because he's promised. It's just not going to happen. Brothers and sisters, when he tells you that now you're a son of God, that's it. When he tells you that you're elect and you're chosen, that's, you're not going to lose your quality. No.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Amen. Moses wasn't coming out of the Word of God. It was going to be Moses. Peter is going to be Peter. It's going to be Ruth. It's going to be Esther. There was no substitute for them. No. Because that was the written Word of God. Always was, always is, and always will be. Brothers and sisters, I thank God. We have a name. We're in a group name to all them also. Amen. All right? If you don't know where you find that, that's there in 2 Timothy chapter 4. You'll find it there. And that's with Brother Paul. And I thank God. You know what? We get a new name anyways. And he said, a crown that's laid up for me, but not unto me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. I believe that. I understand and believe very fully in that we are fighting the good fight of faith. I understand that this is in action right now. I'm so thankful to God that the finishing of my apprehending, of which I've been apprehended, I understand that that's being done. But I also know that it's finished. Amen. I do. Amen. I believe him. I believe the word of God in that he tells me whom he foreknew, he predestinated. And I'm just good with that. Yes. What does predestinated mean to you? I just ask you. You can try to define it, and you can try to wiggle it a lot of different ways, but when you're talking about something that's predestinated, that means it's done. It's been ordered. That means it's all been laid out, and that's what it's going to be. Now, whose predestination is this? It's God's. It's God's predestination. He said, in whom he foreknew, he predestinated. Now, I thank the Lord that that's the faith of the Son of God that gives us that assurance of what he has called us to, and he's given you the faith to believe. Where do you find yourself in Scripture? It's true. But the thankfulness that we have to God is we know where we find ourselves in Scripture. Because this is our message. This is our, praise God, most holy faith. This is the gospel that was given to Paul. Paul wasn't just going to have the gospel of John, which was repentance by the baptism of repentance. He wasn't going to go there. He was given more. Amen? He wasn't just going to take what David had, or whether it was Moses or Ruth or something of that nature. They had a wonderful inheritance. But Paul was given more. Paul was given the gospel of the glory. Paul was given the revelation of everything that was hidden in the Old Testament that was now made manifest, that Jesus Christ would have a wife. And Paul, that's you. And so Paul, by the grace of God, and because of the faith of the Son of God that lives in Paul, he said, I do. That's me. I will. Praise God. And that's the message that was given to him, and that was the heart that God had divinely given to him to believe that message. Amen. Amen. And it wasn't going to be ones that denied it or refused it or whatever it was. It was assured to him. It was assured in the promises of God to him. Paul, I foreknew you and I predestinated you. Amen. Amen. Amen? Praise the Lord. But Paul didn't quit. He pressed on even the more. He did. And it wasn't to prove anything. It was the love of God proving it in Paul. And that's the same way with us, brothers and sisters. You actually, when this hits you the way that only the Holy Ghost can hit it, there's a thanksgiving that's grown in your life, and a joy and a rejoicing that you press harder. You run with more fervence and love and desire. You're not running in fear and in wondering. You're determined. You're running in knowing. You're running, praise God, I am going to win. Hallelujah. And truly I've won, but I'm going to win because this is the manifestation, praise the Lord, of what he predestinated for my life. It still has to come forth. And I thank the Lord, the word of God always was, always is, and always will be. And it's the only thing. And this is where we thank God together that this is the faith that's more precious than gold. Wrap it up here. Just a few things about how precious you are and how God uses this gold. Do you know 1 ounce of gold? 1 ounce, just a little teeny bar. I have a little ounce of gold bar, tiny, okay? You can take that, smash it up, stretch it out for 50 miles into a micro strand, and it will not break. It won't. You can go 50 miles with it. You can take 1 ounce of gold and you can smash it and you can cover 300 square feet. But the beautiful thing is when that happens, that it doesn't come apart, which is amazing, but it's transparent. It's just completely transparent. You see it right through it. You can't see it, but it's all there. It all consists. And I was thinking, thank you, Lord, because that's really what we're after, aren't we? That's what he's after, praise God, that we go from glory to glory, from trial to trial, to this trying of our faith into his very image. We get pressed out of measure. That's what Paul said. We're going to despair of our own lives. We're going to be in these times that aren't joyous for the moment. But what it is, it's because we get pressed. We get spread out. But I'll tell you what, we're still gold. And we don't lose our quality. And the beautiful thing is all you see is him. And that's the glory of it, brothers and sisters. It's so marvelous. It's so fantastic. And then to tell you just a couple little more things that God just rolls into this. Maybe the sweetest thing about gold It's the greatest of conductors of heat and information. You know, they put those little strands, little connectors and things. Heat and information, it's a conductor of it. I was thinking, well, the heat is the love and the information is the truth. You know, God, help us to be that. Help us to truly understand what you've made us to be and how thankful this oneness is and how connected and how compacted the joints of the body are. And then finally, what's so beautiful, I just so enjoyed this. It's the only mineral, or I should say only metal, that's naturally yellow. And they say sun glory like. I love that as it said there. And I said, oh Lord, I'm so good with that. I just thank the Lord. All these things, they come together. You know, I think I've told you, I love art. I love paintings. And I was on the internet and kind of look at paintings and everything. Now, I'm not condoning this because you don't even know what you're doing, but I felt I was led in the Lord. And just because it turns out right doesn't mean, oh, yes, I was led in the Lord, okay? But this one turned out so sweet, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Well, there was this beautiful painting I saw on the internet, and I thought, well, you know, and it was on for auction. I said, okay, I'll just bid on it. And I said, I know that artist, there's no way I'll ever get it, but I'll just throw something out there. Well, Jesus wanted me to have it, and I got it. And the reason I really wanted it, and the only reason I wanted it, it's these two horses that are coming out of the fire, and they're gold. And honeys, I'll tell you, we're about ready to go. And we are, we're coming out of fire. And looking at those horses, they weren't hurt. They were fierce. And their eyes were affixed. And I thank God that's us, brethren. It's getting really hot. But I'll tell you what, it's got to be really hot to explode. And there is a blaze of glory that's about ready to take off. And I know it's you, saints. And I'll be right there with you, all by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Father, we do thank you in Jesus' name for your goodness to us. Thank you for your gifts to the church. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, that you're faithful and true. Thank you, God, that you use what the world has discarded, what the world calls foolishness. Thank God. Here sits today the gold, silver, and precious stone of you. Thank you that you've called us in. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you for this year, Lord God, of more inheritance that you have built for yourself and us. It's a magnificent masterpiece because it's you, Jesus. It's a magnificent joy because it's your life in us, and we're so grateful and thankful that your mercy and grace gave it all to us freely. Let us go this way today, giving you all praise. May we be thankful for this fellowship that you've given. May we praise you even the more for the grace that we continue to hear the word of your grace, your truth in love, your spirit in truth. word that is rightfully divided. Thank you, Lord, for the honor and the privilege. Now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when you appear, we shall see you as you are, and we will be like you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.